What are some of the most misunderstood and confused aspects of Christianity, and how can we respond? Clearly Christian, Following Jesus in This Age of Confusion, is the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for November. Clearly Christian is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Or you can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Clearly Christian. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Friday afternoon, we're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got our four soundbites ready to play. You will listen, then you'll give us a call and vote for one of them to be Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. That's a Luther Rose medallion, courtesy of Ad Crucem, and I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Molly Hemingway. Here she is answering the question of possibly why the media dropped the Kavanaugh story.
It seems that dropping the story coincided with the realization that this campaign was going horribly for Democrats and their media water carriers. I think it actually made sense, if you take away the ethics of it all, to try this campaign, to activate your own base, activate the Democratic base by fighting really hard against this nomination and doing so in a way that would probably cause Republicans to pull their own nomination. And that was not an unrealistic expectation given past behavior by Republicans. What threw everything into chaos was that for some reason Republicans decided to stop going along with that. They decided not to cave and not to let unfounded allegations destroy a person and cause the nomination to be pulled. And what that did instead was activate the Republican base, which was the base that was showing very little motivation for the previous 2 years, and they were very frustrated. Once that became apparent and once polls started showing that particularly in Senate races, this was becoming a very hot topic, you just saw the story be dropped. But that is also a problem for Democrats and other people in the media, because there are certain things that should be a higher value than political gain. And this is particularly true for the media. If they genuinely believe what they claimed they believed about the seriousness and credibility of these allegations, the fact that he made it onto the Supreme Court should cause even more investigation, even more coverage. That instead they dropped it makes them seem just like Democratic partisans who care nothing about anything other than political concerns.
That's soundbite number one, Molly Hemingway of Fox News, on why the media dropped the Kavanaugh story. 1-877-623-6943 is our call-in number. Phone call voters get to vote first. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Pastor Chris Roseborough. Here he is talking about, as a former evangelical, learning to hear the law.
If you've been in a system like the Nazarene Church or like a really legalistic form of evangelicalism, it's like being an animal that has been beaten and abused, like a dog whose previous owner was really abusive. And every time that dog would even look like it was going to step out of place, that dog would be thrashed with a newspaper, right? And so that dog then becomes a rescue dog, and it goes into somebody's house. And any time the fellow would open up a newspaper, that dog would like freak out. And so you got to remember that for evangelicals and people like myself, the law was the newspaper that we were beaten with. Sunday after Sunday, message after message. And when somebody comes into a form of Lutheranism where they are basically saying, yeah, that law thing, that you know, we can just put that away. You don't need to hear that anymore. What they're doing is they're overreacting. They're ending up in the opposite ditch. And so one of the hardest things for me after becoming a Lutheran was learning to hear God's law without all of the Nazarene baggage so that it can properly strip me of my self-righteousness and show me my sin so that then I can trust the gospel. And now being forgiven and the accusing work of the law being brought to an end, I can see and say the same thing about the law that James says, that the law is the law of perfect freedom. And now I know what it looks like to walk in freedom rather than slavery, and God's law is informing me on that. It's not giving me the power to keep it, but I'm not afraid of it anymore, and I don't trigger like an abused rescue dog. Instead, I can embrace it and see it as holy and having a function in my life as a believer. The overreaction keeps God's law away from you, which is as harmful to you as keeping the gospel away from you.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Chris Roseborough, on Learning to Hear the Law. Vote for it by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from Pastor Andrew Abraham, a former Roman Catholic priest. Here he is talking about the game changer of alien righteousness.
Well, I tell you what, the one that really grabbed hold of me and really helped me to rethink not only myself but the entire universe was the concept of alien righteousness. Now I look back on alien righteousness, the righteousness of Christ being bestowed by faith to the sinner, as something that is infinitely present in the scriptures. But when I was a Catholic, I had never heard of anything like that at all. It was completely foreign to my thinking. But once it was explained to me, once I began to read it in the confessions and in the books that I was reading, it's very difficult for me to explain what it meant to me to consider that I am pleasing to God, not because of who I am, but because of the righteousness of Christ given to me through faith. I mean, that was an incredible game changer. Once I began to realize what the Lutherans were saying about alien righteousness, that was when I began to think that I couldn't participate in a Christian church that didn't have this as their central doctrine.
That's soundbite number three. It's Pastor Andrew Abraham, a former Roman Catholic priest, on the game changer of alien righteousness. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote, because after we play soundbite number four, we'll take a break and we'll start also taking your votes. Soundbite number four comes from Dr. Christopher Mitchell. He was a former atheist, and he's talking here about why pastors need to know the original languages of Scripture, Greek and Hebrew.
In my opinion, it's absolutely essential that the church continue to have biblical scholars who can interpret the very words of God, the original words in Hebrew and Aramaic and Greek. You need such theologians to make sure that the church is remaining faithful to Scripture. I would liken it to reading. So if you're reading the original Hebrew and Greek, you're reading the very words of God. It's like being able to read with no glasses, as if you have perfect vision. If you're reading a translation, it's like wearing thick glasses, or depending on the accuracy or inaccuracy of the translation, it can be like wearing Coke bottle glasses with smudges on them. Or if you're reading, say, a paraphrase, it's almost like trying to read when you have cataracts. That is, you cannot clearly see exactly what it is that God is saying. And so without exegetical scholars, the church faces the danger of wandering away from God's word. Martin Luther often said that if the church ever were to lose the biblical languages, the church would lose the gospel.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Christopher Mitchell, on why pastors need to know Greek and Hebrew. Those are the four soundbites. We've played them for you. Now it's your turn during this break. It's a great time to call and vote for one of them to be issues, etc. Soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can also tweet your vote to us at IssuesETC or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week after this. Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday,
I'm in love. What is the state of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in 2018? Find out in the November issue of the Lutheran Witness. This special edition is filled with information on global mercy work, missions, membership statistics, schools, and more, offering readers a big-picture look at the LCMS around the world. Subscribe today at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Are you in the market for a home, car, or student loan? Check out Lutheran Federal Credit Union. During November, when you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs, or when you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to their Ministry of the Month, Christian Friends of New Americans. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Lutheran FCU, good for you, good for the church. LutheranFCU.org.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The Lord is our shepherd, and we are the people of his pasture. Why then do we still suffer in this life? Disease, loneliness, persecution. I'm Katie Schuerman, and I'm collaborating with Cheryl Swope, Molly Hemingway, and a host of literary friends in He Restores My Soul, a book that takes an honest look at hardship and heartache in light of God's promises found in his word. He Restores My Soul is now available at emmanuelpress.us. emmanuelpress.us.
Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's classical Christian curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR9. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. live on this Friday afternoon, the 2nd of November. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We are giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Soundbite of the Week. That includes a Luther Rose medallion, courtesy of Ad Crusum, our I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It can only be had by having the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at IssuesETC, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. When you vote, we need to know who you are, where you listen, and most importantly, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Your reason why is very important. 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Will it be soundbite number one? Molly Hemingway on why the media dropped the Kavanaugh story. Soundbite number two, Pastor Chris Roseborough on learning to hear the law. Soundbite number three, Pastor Andrew Abraham on the game changer of alien righteousness. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Christopher Mitchell on why pastors need to know Greek and Hebrew. 1-877-623-6943. We'll start with Ben, who's listening in Wisconsin. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Pastor Todd.
Which one are you voting for, Ben?
I would like to vote for Pastor Roseborough's.
And why is that?
Well, I have actually enjoyed all of the series of the Reformation, Paths to Lutheranism, but I just, what Pastor Roseborough said about, well, I guess the law and also his story in general was, I thought, especially appropriate because many of his experiences seemed analogous to Martin Luther's, especially when he said he had spoken to a pastor or someone who was overseeing him, and his friend told him to just love the Lord. I thought that was similar to Johann Staupitz saying, well, just look at Romans, Luther, although I think Staupitz gave better advice. But I thought Pastor Roseville's experience was very enlightening.
Thank you very much, Ben. Thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Yeah, odd that Staupitz would give better advice than the Nazarene pastor. Julie listens in Kansas City. She says, Dr. Mitchell is making a great point. It makes me want to learn more about the ancient languages beyond just my Strong's exhaustive concordance. Julie, thank you for your vote for soundbite number 4. Bryce is listening in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Alien righteousness, while Molly is right about the media being quiet as it does not help them presently with elections next week. And Roseborough gets the transition from evangelical pop Christianity better than most. Alien righteousness is such a key linchpin in Lutheran doctrine. Not ours, but Christ's alien righteousness laid over us, covering us before God the Father. Anyway, my 2 bits, but all 4 were Strong sound bites this week. Bryce, thanks for your vote, and thanks for listening in South Dakota. Roberta listens in Riverside, California. Roberta says, the sound bites are all good, so it was hard to choose. I choose number 4, Dr. Chris Mitchell's comments on pastors knowing the original languages. I thank him for devoting his life to seeing that good commentaries of biblical books are produced. He's right. Our pastors need to know exactly what Jesus, Paul, Moses, and all the others who wrote the biblical text actually said. In our modern age, perhaps just like every age since the Garden of Eden, the word can be lost all too easily. We need to continue Luther's tradition of our pastors knowing and studying the Bible in Greek and Hebrew as the scriptures were originally written. Roberta, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in California. Stephen listens in Morgan Hill, California. He says, another great set of sound bites. This week I chose soundbite number 2, Pastor Chris Roseborough, on learning to hear the law. Hearing all law all the time will certainly drive one to despair. On the other hand, hearing all gospel all the time will remove the benefits of hearing the law as a curb, a mirror, and a guide. We need both law and gospel in equal portions to lead us to thank and praise God for his saving grace through Jesus Christ. Thanks, Stephen. Thanks for listening in California. Aaron listens in Florida. He says, my vote is for Molly Hemingway, soundbite number 1. I don't think we should ever discount out of hand a woman's claim that she was abused. We live in a sinful world, and men do use God's good gift of sex in perverse ways. But the claims set forth in the Kavanaugh hearings just don't pass the smell test. How many background checks has this man been through in the intervening years between the alleged incident and the hearings, and there was never a hint of the incident? Now it seems no one cares anymore. Odd, very odd, says Aaron in Florida. Mary says, my vote goes this week to Molly Hemingway, who is a breath of credible journalistic integrity in a vast universe of biased leftist propagandists masking themselves as credible, unbiased news sources. Robert in Texas says, a vote for number 3. Pastor Abraham's story is an amazing one to see. The change in someone's outlook who discovers they don't earn their salvation through works is something everyone needs to hear. It also makes you feel for the people who are still stuck on the other side and driven to despair over their inability to do works to get right with God. Like the older priest he mentioned, who had concluded he was unavoidably damned. Sarah listens in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Sarah says, I'm voting for soundbite number 4. First, as a representative of the entire Paths to Lutheranism series. Second, because it tied very directly to Pastor Roseborough's path described in the same series, although not the soundbite you chose from this interview. Third, because we Christians in America who are lay people generally don't know the biblical languages and so rely on pastors who know them and can therefore properly instruct us in what the Bible has to say. And finally, because I believe that often when Christianity goes wrong, it's because of a lack of knowledge of the original languages and a heavy reliance on poor translations. Ardith listens in North Carolina. Ardith says, this week is a tough call, but I have to go with soundbite number 4. Having sat under many a pastor who twisted God's word and having sat through many a Bible study where each participant is there to offer what particular passage or verse means to them, Dr. Mitchell's words are profound. I want to share them with all American evangelicalism, which sadly seems to be creating too many narcissists. So there's a nod to Pastor Roseborough, too. Unable to grasp his word and point to him and not themselves, May the church always have pastors who know Greek and Hebrew to lead her. Arta, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in North Carolina. The winner this week, according to your votes, is soundbite number 4. It's Dr. Christopher Mitchell talking about why pastors need to know Greek and Hebrew.
In my opinion, it's absolutely essential that the church continue to have biblical scholars who can interpret the very words of God, the original words in Hebrew and Aramaic and Greek. You need such theologians to make sure that the church is remaining faithful to Scripture. I would liken it to reading. So if you're reading the original Hebrew and Greek, you're reading the very words of God. It's like being able to read with no glasses, as if you have perfect vision. If you're reading a translation, it's like wearing thick glasses, or depending on the accuracy or inaccuracy of the translation, it can be like wearing Coke bottle glasses with smudges on them. Or if you're reading, say, a paraphrase, it's almost like trying to read when you have cataracts. That is, you cannot clearly see exactly what it is that God is saying. And so without exegetical scholars, the church faces the danger of wandering away from God's word. Martin Luther often said that if the church ever were to lose the biblical languages, the church would lose the gospel.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes this week. Pastor Christopher Mitchell on why pastors need to know Greek and Hebrew. Thanks to everybody who voted. But Stephen in California gets the LPR bundle package. If you'd send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Luther Academy. Luther Academy trains Lutheran pastors and lay people to the ends of the earth. Learn more about this faithful Lutheran worldwide mission outreach at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the midterm elections with Mark and Molly Hemingway. We'll continue our series introducing the Quran with Dr. Adam Francisco and responding to Roman Catholic proof text with Professor Stephen Parks. And we'll discuss Lutheran ethics with Dr. Joel Bierman. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Expert guests, expansive topics, extolling Christ. You're listening to Issues Etc.